land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Thursday, September 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Do not send me any videos or long stories. Please, 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 please. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. Want to let you know that our buddy over at Northern Michigan RV, Tony and his team, has got inventory that they're selling out. Their post-Labor Day sale, their inventory, everything has got to go. They're getting rid of all the 2024s. To make room for the 2025s that are already starting to trickle in. If you haven't seen the latest technology in RVing, you need to go to Northern Michigan RV. Right off of I-75, absolutely fantastic inventory, great pricing, on-site financing, customer service, open year-round. Absolutely the best RV place in Northern Michigan. If you want to give them a call, check inventory over the phone, 989-448-8700. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Or go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com. Again, right behind the Walgreens in Gaylord, you can actually see their inventory when you're southbound on I-75 before you get to exit 282. The road is M32, and you just head west to the Walgreens at the light, make a right, go up to Expressway Court, make a right, and you'll go right directly to them. You guys have got to check out this inventory. If you've been thinking about an RV, you've been thinking about a travel trailer, you're thinking about, maybe this winter we might want to get a trailer and head south, go see Tony and his team. This is going to be an absolute sale blowout like you have never seen before. They had their pre-Labor Day sale. That went really well. Inventory got sold, but they are now selling everything. The 2025s are coming in. The prices are going to be higher. Thank you, Biden-Harris. supply chain issues at some of the plants. They've overcome all of that. They're back producing. You need to go check it out. And not just their new inventory, but their used inventory. Some folks have brought trailers and RVs in good condition. They've refurbished them. They've cleaned them up. New carpet, new mattresses, ready to go at some great pricing. New and used available toy haulers, they have it all. So go tell them that you heard Trucker Randy talk about it and you'd like to see the inventory. And by the way, tell them the vehicle that you currently have and they will tell you exactly what trailers you can pull without having to buy a new pickup or larger vehicle. Short break, a word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. And when it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man. My
father was a... Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Got a text message from Michael Kamishak there in Gaylord. He says, Randy, we just picked up our 2025 model yesterday over at Northern Michigan RV. He said sales rep Brad Hano is great. So Brad took care of you. Greatly appreciate that. Hey, Michael, text me back. What did you get? What did you get over there? 2025 model. They're already arriving. 2024s are still on the lot. I'm not exactly sure what the inventory is down to or what they have, but they had a pre-Labor Day sale. They sold a ton of the 2024s. So again, I'm not really sure as to the inventory, but you need to go over there and check it out. Love Northern Michigan RV. You know what the best part of it is that I absolutely love? Number one, they're open year-round. But they have a great store with all kinds of products. Service department, second to none. Excellent customer service. They take care of their customers. Love, love Northern Michigan RV. So go check them out. Now, I got a text message this morning from a couple of you who are listening to the repeat of yesterday's show, where I had a lot of links, I had a lot of videos, I had information about the cards to send out 100 of these questions, 11 questions on cards that you can pass out, give to 100 people, getting them thinking about these 11 issues before the November 5th election, which is 61 days away from today. These are questions that are not Republican or Democrat issues. These are American issues. And so, Jim, I'm going to be sending yours out to you as soon as you go to the website, acconservatives.org. Make a $25 donation. I'll put together a little package for you. It'll have the 100 cards in there, along with a couple of the rear window stickers for your vehicles, and some business cards for this show and the radio station. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Also, I had people ask me for the link to the Jocelyn Benson video where she was threatening county canvassers. If you don't certify the election, we will come for you. And I read the story yesterday, MERS News Service, about the Kalamazoo County Board of Commissioner already being investigated and a lawsuit filed against them by the American Civil Liberties Union. Well, there's an interesting development happening down in Lansing. Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, going after a professional fundraiser, Heather Lambertini, who's being criminally prosecuted for allegedly lying about how she raised money for a ballot proposal. Hemman argued that the Attorney General went after Lambertini because she thought her client, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, was a dick, quote unquote. MERS quote of the day by Adrian Hemman, Grassroots Michigan. Ballot proposals when the Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky was in office that they attempted to put on the ballot, tried to get the signatures for it, basically failing in that mission. It failed. The ballot proposal failed and never went through. But now, all of a sudden, Dana Nessel is going after this Heather Lambertini. Personal vendetta against the former Senate Majority Leader, Mike Shirky, Republican. Just another example of her using her office to go after her political enemies. She never goes after Democrats. She only goes after Republicans. Cannot wait for her to be term limited out of office. And hopefully, God willing, we get a new Republican Attorney General, along with Governor and Secretary of State in 2026. But that's the next election. That's not this one, 2024. So basically, we'll wait and see. But here's the bottom line, and this is kind of interesting the way this story unfolds. Years after raising money for political candidates, ballot initiatives, and other issues, Heather Lambertini and Sandy Baxter are passing the hat to cover their legal expenses. Both are being currently prosecuted by the Attorney General for allegedly lying to investigators about using nonprofit dollars to fund a ballot initiative. Former Attorney General Bill Schuette is actually the headliner tomorrow, Friday, 5 p.m., at the Lansing Brewing Company, because Baxter has been a personal friend for 35 years, and he said he believes they are being unfairly politically prosecuted. Others that are co-hosting the event, Congressman Tim Walberg, State Representative Ken Borton from Gaylord, former Congressman Rocky Raskowski, or State Representative, excuse me, and former Supreme Court Justice Kurt Wilder are among some of the familiar names in Lansing, including political consultants and actually a former House Democratic staffer, Adrian Hammond, Grassroots Midwest, according to the invitation. He said, I don't usually put my name to these type of things, but Heather has been a friend of mine for a long time, and this case against her is ridiculous, said Schuette. His point is that plenty of campaigns on both sides of the political aisle have used nonprofits to fuel campaigns in the past. These charges, he said, feels politically charged because the Attorney General doesn't like Lambertini and Baxter's former client, former Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. Hammond went on to say and made quote of the day, which I've already said, but I'll read it to you. What this says to me is we don't like your client. He's kind of a dick. If that was the standard, I'd be under the jail if I was prosecuted for every client I had who was a dick, Hammond said. Likewise, Republican political consultant Dave Doyle added that he feels these charges seem pretty partisan on part of the Attorney General in her office. And that's why he decided to co-host the fundraising event to support his longtime friends. Lambertini was initially charged with using two 501c4s connected to Shirkey to fund Unlock Michigan. That was the proposal to eliminate the governor's ability to renew emergency orders without legislative oversight. The perceived purpose of funding the proposal was actually a way to shield contributors from the reporting process for fear of having political prosecution for seemingly opposing the governor. However, a district court threw out the misdemeanor charges because the Attorney General took years, as opposed to the required 60 days, to flag and file charges. Now, Lambertini is facing 15 years felony charges for uttering and publishing, for signing a September 9, 2020 affidavit claiming that one of the nonprofits in question, Michigan Citizens for Fiscal Responsibility, didn't fund the proposal. Baxter is being charged with a felony perjury charge for allegedly lying under oath during testimony given during an investigative subpoena. Folks, this is years, years after the activities. According to the statute, she should have been required to bring charges or at least open an investigation for these charges within 60 days. She did not. She simply waited too long. So why all of a sudden is Dana Nessel going after these two women? Well, they raise money. They're fundraisers. And both of them, Lambertini and Baxter, have been raising money for Republicans for this November 5th upcoming election. Many of their clients, state representatives. State representatives. People that are on the ballot for re-election this November 5th. Now, out of the long list of all the people that are hosting the event, who's the only state representative on this list? State Representative Ken Borton of Gaylord. Bill Schuette, no longer even politically active, former Attorney General. A current U.S. Congressman, Tim Walberg, Republican from Tipton, former State Representative Rocky Raskowski, and a former Supreme Court Justice. I'm just saying. Are they raising money for Ken Borton? I have no idea. But out of the 54 Republican state representatives, Ken Borton's name is the only one on here. So you connect the dots and figure that one out for yourself. I'm not saying that he's doing anything wrong. I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form. But I just find it interesting that these fundraisers are being hosted and he's the only state rep on this list of people who are hosting this event down in Lansing on a Friday night at 5 p.m. Just saying. In the other interesting part of this whole thing, Mike Shirky is gone. He is back in the private sector running his business, not involved in politics, to my knowledge, in any way, shape, or form. So why, all of a sudden, is Dana Nessel doing this? Shirky's gone. In this proposal, long done, they avoided putting it on the ballot because they passed it in the House and the Senate when Shirky was the Senate Majority Leader. They got the signatures. They didn't even have to put it on the ballot, proposal on the ballot, because they did it legislatively. They took the power away from Gretchen Whitmer. So evidently, they're being targeted by Dana Nessel, the Attorney General. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.